Okay, so I've just finished a very straightforward project that you can now see on my GitHub for my first ever easy beginner Rust project. Now we're gonna move on to something a little bit more complicated. So CodeCrafters gave me full access to all of their courses. This is not sponsored by CodeCrafters. I'm just checking out their thing. I'm just seeing what they got. But yeah, so I was taking a look at that live on stream. You can see the chat is in the room with us, okay? And I was trying to decide if I wanted to do a mid-sized project that was from my own little pool of ideas that included either maybe a browser extension, which would either be Rust and WASM, which seems totally over-engineered for a browser extension, I mean, be so for real, or a YouTube DL wrapper as a desktop application where you can download YouTube videos, which is what YouTube DL does. You basically give it a link to a YouTube video and then it will like download that for you, but it's a command line tool. And I thought it'd be fun to make a desktop application that's more accessible for normies. And then another option that I was kind of considering for a more mid-sized project was AI assisted tab completions. Something that's not quite like always solving things for you, but kind of just like boosting your LSP suggestions. Cause sometimes I feel like I'm looking for something that is a synonym for the actual command and it doesn't understand that. So I need something to help with my own skill issue problems that I encounter. So that was another idea that I had for my mid-sized projects. I was also thinking about maybe doing a Zeal or Dash alternative. I know that Dash is closed source, but Zeal is open source, I believe, and cross-platform. Dash is just for macOS, but it basically gives you access to both standard library and third-party APIs for different libraries that you're using. And it's really, really great documentation, super fast to search through. I know that a lot of you are gonna be like, well, I can just use AI. Well, you know what? I can just use my freaking skills. So whatever. No, but seriously, these kind of tools are really fun and it'd be fun to kind of deconstruct that and see how it worked. For these more mid-sized projects that would be my own ideas, there would be a lot more kind of research behind them and digging to see one, how viable they are, how complex they are, because it's easy to just be like, oh, this seems really easy on the surface, but then you get into it and it is a complete nightmare. So I'd have to look into both of those things. And then it would be just a lot more kind of feeling around to try to see what works, what doesn't, and probably running into more foot guns. I do also want to have these kind of more fundamental learnings projects, meaning load balancer, interpreter, compiler projects. The compiler would definitely come after the interpreter, but I think I'm actually going to approach it in this order. I was talking to the chat. They agreed. This seems like the best option for scaling difficulty. And the first project that we're actually going to work on here is, I think, going to be not build your own grep, but I'm going to do a build your own shell from CodeCrafters. They have a bunch of different languages that are supported, and it's something that you can often pull in from your like learning and skill development stipend, whatever that your company pays for. A lot of companies apparently do that with them. But this one, they have C, C#, C++, Gleam, Go, Haskell, which I was shocked by, because what a huge day for Haskell devs to have like very usable products that, or projects that you can ship in Haskell. Huge day. Java, JavaScript, Kotlin, Odin, PHP, Python, Ruby, Rust, by the way, TypeScript, and Zig. So there's a lot of different options there, but I really like that they have the Rust option. So we're gonna do actually the build your own shell path, and I will have all of the code public on my GitHub as well. So you can kind of follow along, see what I'm committing. I'll try to keep the commits maybe relatively scoped, or like, I gotta figure out how small each of the steps are for all of these, but they do have a free offering as well if you want projects that are free, otherwise it is a paid service. So I think we're gonna start by building our shell. And then while we're doing that, we're gonna look into what it takes to build a load balancer, because I know nothing about what it takes to do that yourself. And then the next step is gonna be the interpreter and then the compiler, kind of going as like more longer term background projects. And then after the shell, I'm not sure if we're gonna jump into maybe one of the project ideas that I just listed, or if I'm gonna keep on another CodeCrafter project. I'm gonna keep it kind of a bit of a democracy on the live streams. So if you want to tune in on the live streams and chime in over there, I am very much listening to the audience and what their thoughts are, what their preferences are. And you can also just tag along for the journey and see everything that we're doing over there. So for the Code Crafter stuff, I do have a link with them. So they did reach out and we've been going back and forth. So I have an affiliate link with them that'll get you 40% off of their annual plan. And it gives me a kickback on anything that you purchase from them. It'll give you a 72-hour window to like use the discount. But once the window is up, you can also just click my link again and it will give you a new 72-hour window. So you can just do that as many times as you need if you need more time. I never want anyone to feel pressured to spend money that they don't feel comfortable spending. So please just do not feel like you have any kind of time constraints there. And if you do run into any issues with that, do let me know. I'm very active in the Discord and I'm very much always listening to you guys. But if you want to follow along with the shell that I'm building, they've actually made that available for at least the next month, meaning May of 2026. At least this month, it will be available in their free tier. So you can follow along. Once we're done finishing up the load balancer that we're writing in Rust, we can move on and start working on a shell. And you'll have that at your fingertips too, whether you have the funds or not. But that is kind of the update on where we're at with learning Rust. So far, so good. And I'm learning every day to write more and more idiomatic Rust code and keeping you all updated on the streams. If there is any kind of specific stuff that you want from me that you would find really interesting about this journey, like specific questions or anything, do let me know in the comments because I will make an effort to look through those and address them in future videos. That can also mean kind of a bit of a change of format or just recapping it in a different way that makes more sense for you where you feel like you can kind of follow along with the journey a bit better. I know that not everyone has time to tune in for the entirety of the live streams, but I will see you in the next video. Goodbye for now.